Welcome to 2020, the end of the
Start setting everything on fire.
world.
Actually, don't do that. Please don't.
Outside of a kennel.
Good.
Looking at this paint on my arm, being like, what's on my arm?
Oh.
Same thing that's been on my arm for days.
What is this? Can I move this box? Do you have enough leg room on that side?
What is this box?
I don't know what this box is, but I need to move it up a little bit because I
move it even more.
Really?
One more
I keep kicking
that's
whatever
where my
it
foot is.
Okay. I'm just like, I went to go stretch out a little bit.
Well, that's like perfect height for me to put my foot on it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I kept stretching out. It was just like kick, kick, kick. It's
oh,
like, fuck.
Long on that side. Okay, got it.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Full
okay.
foot rest. I feel like an old lady. I need to kick up my dogs.
Okay. All right.
Ready?
No.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
What was I gonna do? There was another documentary that was just about to come out that I saw.
Something on Netflix, too.
And I don't, what was it? Do you remember?
I'm so bad at remembering what I watched.
I know, me too.
Like, Bo and I would just watch something.
Well, and after my recent Netflix debacle, did I tell you about that?
No.
Motherfucker, somebody canceled my account.
How?
By calling in to their
what?
Their contact line. Legit. I was like, because I yeah, so I got an email. Tiff, you should hear this if you're not. I don't know if you're listening in there or not.
Are you listening to us?
Yeah. So I got an email randomly the other day that was like, we're sorry to see you go. We're canceling your Netflix account. Did I tell you about this already? So I was like, what the fuck? Because I did not cancel my Netflix
right,
account.
You're like, what did you do to get your Netflix canceled?
Right. Well, and it could have been like my credit card expired. My, you
right.
know, so
yeah,
I don't know. So the first thing I did was I went on, I reinstated it. I signed all the devices out and changed my password. And then I hopped online, talked to their customer service. Mm-hmm. And the guy basically said, well, it looks like somebody called and like physically called into our customer contact center and canceled your account. And I was like, what? And I said, how is it? Can you explain to me how it's possible that somebody who is not me can call in and cancel my account? And he's like, well, they had to go through the same verification steps that you and I went through. And I was like, so you're telling me that the only verification that you need is my email? Because that's all that he asked me for was my email.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, now that, like, this conversation, this interaction is attached to your account now. So, like, if somebody tries to do that again, there's, like, additional verification steps or whatever. But I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
But still, you need to verify more than just your fucking email. And
right.
You give your email to hundreds of people.
Yeah, and it's what? The same. And it's the same email account that I have had for the last, like, 15 years. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So they waived my, because I got charged twice, because it was like, I got billed on the 12th and then charged again when I reinstated it. So they refunded me those fees. So I actually get like an extra week for free. But yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Because I called Wani and I called my mom and was like, did either of you guys like accidentally, you know, hit a button on the app and cancel my account or some shit like that? You know what I mean? No, nobody had. So it was like, what the actual fuck? Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a, I don't know if you've seen it. It's been all over the place. The sunflower maze at Von Bergen's farm in Hebron.
The, what is it?
A sunflower maze.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's the first year they're doing it. So we're going to go out there. I'm going to go pick him up after this and we're going to head out there.
I'm assuming it's similar to like a corn maze
yep.
kind of thing, just with sunflowers.
Yeah sunflowers. And I think it's like $5 to get in and you get to pick a sunflower and take it with you. So,
Let me know how that is, because I might want to go do that with like Nathan and Jess and all them. Yeah. They kind of like doing that stuff.
I think they have it the next 2 weekends.
Yeah.
It's on their website, but.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like $5. They have like a corn boil and a farmer's market really cool. store. And
yeah.
They have a petting zoo too.
It's yeah.
Cool. It's a cute place.
Yeah.
It's not too far either.
Okay. I think I'm ready now.
I've been drinking a lot of water. Hopefully I don't have to pee halfway through like last time. Probably. I have the bladder of an 80-year-old woman. All right. Orphan Trains.
Oh, you Woo-hoo. Did a recent one. Okay. Cool.
No.
Cool. Sorry. I'm just like re-looking at my
It's kind of recent.
Thursday. This advertising
it starts
needs to go.
In 1925, but ends.
Well, yes.
This year.
Yeah. Well, I just saw the 2011.
Yeah,
it's like, wow, that's pretty recent.
There's a bunch of updates. It's pretty insane.
Yeah. Okay. Do it.
Do it. Put your baby into it. No. Or Orphan Trains.
Baby got back?
On the train?
On the train.
For orphans?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. It so
Snuggle
is.
A sandwich.
Yes.
Until next time.
Yeah. Yeah. So this has been the Bad Taste Crime Cast. Cast.
Okay, we're
Let's try that again.
Bye.
This has been the Bad Taste Crime Cast. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the struggle is too real.
It is.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
So check this out.
Are we checking out?
This is our new dashboard, right?
Oh, yeah, the analytics.
So much better. I just like being able to see. Look, you can see all the monetization and it tells you exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and they sent us a little
stuff,
like update email that was like,
yeah,
your
Speaking
numbers
of
are
emails,
down. It's like it's a launch.
I have so many things to talk to you about today. Mm-hmm. First of all, did you see the email from Kathy yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. At first, it was showing up all weird on my phone, and then it finally loaded because it was like sentence. Middle of the sentence cut off.
Oh.
Starting over here, I'm like, what the fuck?
Weird.
It looked like a robot sent it.
So this is our geolocation data. And apparently,
California.
I know, this cracks me up. Mountain View, California is our largest, like, area, like, concentrated area.
Is that
area.
Southern California?
I don't know. I said Mountain View and my parents knew where it was, so I think it's like
I have three friends in California.
Do you?
Yeah, but they're like way south, like close to San Francisco.
Well, I'm surprised it wouldn't be more around here, even. Like, it is near Palo Alto. Is that helpful?
A little.
Hold on,
I'm trying to remember.
I'm pulling up a map.
Because she lives.
It is south of San Francisco.
Yeah, that might be my friend.
It's like Central Coast.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the state.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
I just want you to know that as soon as Janelle had mentioned her train whistle in the episode.
Oh my God.
I stopped editing and ordered one on Amazon.
Why didn't you just get a sound effect?
Because I like to be authentic with
Oh my friends. God, you're so funny.
She's in there making
I cannot
all kinds
believe
of
that.
Was
that was
great.
An actual train whistle that you bought?
Yeah.
You should have just gone to the museum. You could have
right.
had it like a day.
I had it in a day. Oh, Amazon.
Yeah, good point.
It's true.
And, I didn't
and then it's forever. That's hilarious.
I was literally like, so when I saw the email and you had the comment in there that was like, this is my masterpiece.
And I was like,
oh God.
Sound bites.
I was literally, when I started listening to it, I was on my way home from work. I was crying from laughing so hard. It was the funniest thing. Oh my God. It was so good.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Okay.
Have you been following the Crime Junkie drama?
Kind of, yeah.
Now there's a bunch of claims that they were buying and trading
Have you been
reviews.
Following this? Really?
Okay. So they got called out for plagiarism.
Yeah, this happened last week, I think.
Oh, a couple
or
weeks
a week, really?
It's been an ongoing saga.
Yeah. I know, I keep seeing articles about it over and over.
By
and over.
A journalist who wrote an article that they pulled from verbatim. Like, read it.
And then
didn't
credit
change anything. Didn't credit it.
Yeah.
So someone called them out. Well, she called them out.
Yeah.
They pulled the episode... But then, of course, the podcasting world was like, and so people were going through
the
episodes.
It takes like 2 seconds for
listening, verifying the reference material, and like going episode by episode and realizing that they were like plagiarizing everything. Everything.
Yeah.
And they just got like picked up by a network. They did an interview with CNN. Like, they're on a rise. And so the little podcast community that we're part of, the little guys, have been like railing on them. And so there's been a lot of backlash. And I don't know if they're going to have their show.
Yeah, it definitely. So they were buying reviews? And
so they have an unusually high amount of iTunes reviews and very little negative ones. what's her name? Olivia put in a request to iTunes to see if we could get analytical data.
Is this in the Twitter group that this is happening? Or is this
no,
from...
I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Okay.
And she's been posting stuff up because she's friends with a bunch of journalists.
Yeah.
And they were like, we think, of course, journalists are like, we're diving deeper. We think there's more to the story.
Yeah, right.
And they were saying that they have reason to believe that whatever network they were on was buying them reviews. Like, encouraging people to leave a review for something in exchange. So, that's the new drama that's happening. So, I don't feel bad when we don't have reviews, because ours are authentic reviews.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of like, there's also part of me that's like, how do you even get to a point where, like, that's what you're doing? Like, I feel like everything that we've done, we've always tried to do correctly, and it's just been a lot
of those people who do it as a job.
Yeah.
Ashley Flowers does it as a job. Like, that's her job. She doesn't do anything else.
Right.
And when you want to make money off of it, you're going to do whatever you want and whatever you can to make money off of it. And if it requires you to buy and sell reviews on iTunes, I mean, no one's really going to know.
God.
Because that whole system is very mysterious on the stars. Like, it doesn't make
any
sense.
Well, and the positive reviews don't actually mean anything as far as, like, ratings. It has to do with downloads. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, it's just shitty. It's really shitty.
It is. And it's terrible because there are some families, like victims' families, that she's worked with that have she's done really great outreach. But that small nugget of positivity is going to be completely tarnished by the fact that she's like ripping off reporters.
Yeah.
It's like, that's their job to avoid plagiarism, so they're going to be able to spot it a mile away. So Mickey and I had a conversation, we're like, we need to go back and make sure we have all of our reference material.
Yeah, which I started, because some of the older episodes,
the first few.
Yeah, and after that, we got it really under control, so it shouldn't really be a big issue.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Oh, good. Okay. Oh, speaking of which, I think if possible, the thing that we do for Kathy in November, we would like to try and record and see if it would work, especially since you got a new laptop that won't hopefully be an issue.
I mean, we're using the old one right now, but I just got to set up the sound stuff on the new one.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be a good test, even if it doesn't work.
Yeah, and if it does work, then we can put it on the feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So heads up, it's in November.
Oh gosh, what am I doing in November? Oh, nothing.
Nothing. You'll already be married in the new house. It'll be fine. Thanksgiving.
Are you doing a honeymoon?
No.
No.
Going back to work on Monday.
Oh god. Not even one day off.
I took Monday off for your wedding.
If I had any time left, I totally would. I have half an hour.
Good. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, right.
December, so.
Just leave a half hour early.
Coming a half hour late.
Yeah, right. So that's one thing. John Andrews talked to me about doing promotional photos.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Because he's a photographer, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so he was like, because I know you guys don't really have any of that stuff.
No.
And I was like, no, we don't. And it's about time we do. So we can get into a conversation with him about, I was like, how much would you want for it? He's like, well, we could talk about it. And I said, well, maybe we could do like a trade and do some like promo on the show or something. So we'll have to talk to him about that.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other thing? I'm trying to remember this all before I forget it all.
I was actually just thinking about that, too.
Yeah. It was really nice of him to offer, because I was like, oh, yeah, duh. Because John's like, yeah, I'd love to do that for you guys.
Yeah, because when we do stuff for shows, they always ask for promotional, like, photos, and all we ever give them is our logo, which is
Beautiful. It's a beautiful logo, Janelle.
But a lot of times they list, like, a logo in the main, and then they have individual photos or whatever, right. And it's just our logo.
Can't remember. So...
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Yeah. Okay. I think, whoops, I'm ready. Sweet.
Okay, now I think they put regular milk in my chai instead of soy.
Are you so lactose intolerant?
No.
Oh.
But it makes me phlegmy, so I don't drink it. I don't drink milk before I come here.
Oh.
Because of red leather.
Yeah,
yellow leather.
I guess. I just do. I'm just phlegmy anyway.
Anywho, all right, ready?
Yes.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
If you're feeling the urge to peep,
stop yourself.
Stop yourself and listen to this podcast.
Gross.
Oh, God. This is too funny. Do you have any reviews to do or no?
We're just going
to
talk about the upcoming events.
Okay.
That I keep forgetting when they're happening. I put it on my calendar.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Adios.
So long.
I'll be watching you.
Oh,
I always feel like somebody's watching me. I ain't got no privacy.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, God.
What have we become?
Monsters.
Should I have pee?
You could have. We had a okay. See, we had a break.
You
should
have. Could have.
We had a break in the middle. You could have gone.
Meow, meow, meow,
meow.
Okay. Tiff Fulman.
I'm gonna have to change our name in my phone. Dang it!
That was the whiniest I've ever. I'm gonna have to change her name in my phone. Oh, what an inconvenience! Except she has to go and change everything legally.
Well,
8 million things of paperwork.
I still have her in my phone for one of the contact numbers as Tiff Endres, which mm-hmm. is her last married name. Because she has since gotten a new phone number.
Mm.
And so I could just delete it,
yeah.
I guess. But I also use Tiff Weech because I know that's the right way to, like, text and call. But I guess I should just delete it. I just have
Vicky.
I barely make updates to my phone book. Don't know why. No, I do know. It's because I'm lazy.
Thank you for sharing.
I don't know why, but
meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
So, did you see that picture I sent you?
Yes.
The one that was like, Jesus, get out the way?
Yeah.
Okay. I sent one yesterday. This one, hold on. Oh, wait, that's not it. This one. That I still think is just so funny. I just thought that was hilarious. Don't think Bernie Sanders is effective. He released his climate plan yesterday, and already David Koch is dead.
I saw that.
Yes. Yes. So much yes.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
But first, let's head over to the newsroom.
The newsroom.
The newsroom.
I don't know why I didn't do that.
There's always the dance to the newsroom music that we can't hear. The music in our head.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Okay.
We did it.
I don't even have to upload an episode or anything when I get home.
Sweet.
Because I already did.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Your afternoon nap is going to be that much more interesting.
It's so true. Yes.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Have you guys tried Zoom?
No.
That's what I've used when multiple. I like it.
What is Zoom?
It is basically... use it for conference calls, but it'll record it as well, and it's like a video conferencing.
Yeah.
Glitchy than Skype.
Yeah. What? Who is that?
I need to know.
Oh. Okay. That's Tiff. She's our sound gal.
Ish.
Our sound producer?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys are fancy.
We just need with a lot
the producer.
That's true.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
I wish that this would sit up nicer.
Not always the truth. You're just like, oh, please. My mic, when I don't use it, it's just sitting in the corner of my living room.
Ours live at Tiff's house. Well, at her... Well, we're kind of... So she's moving. So we're in between
studio spaces. Living room spaces.
Yeah. So she hasn't totally moved out of this house yet because we still need to record. We love you, Tiff.
I mean, it's kind of perfect. Does anyone actually have to move in here?
Eventually.
Yeah.
We're gonna put a space out of it, I swear.
Just put padding on all the walls and make it our permanent recording home.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Okay. I'm gonna smoke a cigarette.
They're gonna do a what? Oh, smoke a cigarette?
Yeah.
All I heard was donut noises.
Do you want to get? I know it was.
You know the standard donut noises.
It was the last bite of my donut.
Meow, meow, meow,
meow.
Fine. I'll just jump in.
Do it
wherever. If there's something I want to read, I'll tell you. I want to read.
Okay.
How's that? I am the most unprepared for today ever. It's been a whirlwind of a week.
Oh, that's fine.
Even the second one we're recording.
No, that one. Okay. That one I literally finished this morning.
You picked that topic.
I did. I literally finished this morning about an hour before I came over here.
Stop.
Yeah. I was laughing. I was listening to your last episodes, and you were like, we should have a spreadsheet for these. I was like, girls, I could send you my spreadsheet. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
My spreadsheet, my Google Drive and spreadsheet game is, I've been told, neurotic.
It's almost like we've waited too long to start it. Now I'm like,
We have to, like, break it up. Like, you take one through 40. Wait, that's what episode are we even on? We're at 60. Never mind.
I think we did ours around 30. So, yeah. Like, it is possible, but you just gotta, like, you just put on a TV show and you literally just go through your stuff and do it.
Yeah.
That's all. It all sucks.
Notation. Sorry, I'll do that on my vacation after I'm done reading for my homework.
I know. I'm honestly, like, next weekend, I'm like, a full weekend to sit down and just, like, buckle down and do some podcasting. And then you don't have anything to do next weekend.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Ladies, are we ready?
Yeah.
Do we need to do a sync?
Oh, yeah. I've just been rolling, so let me stop this. Okay.
All right. We'll do a little clap on the count of three. Is that fine?
Okay.
One, two, three. Perfect. I'm like, it all works out better at the end of recording.
It's fine. It's my really helpful. A little bit, so.
Okay, here we go.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
I didn't even know I didn't even know there were tissues in here. I know. And I went into the bathroom and blew my nose. I didn't even see about the other side of my computer.
Well, you do have your computer, like, raised above.
I know. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
A little wine left if you want it. Just for you. Do you want it?
Like, you're just talking to the door.
Well, I thought she was in their bedroom. I said, there's a little wine left if you want it. Huh? It's just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to play WoW Classic without a mouse. That's... Are you doing it on that HP?
Mm-hmm.
Cute. That's funny.
Yep, I'm polishing it off.
Yeah, please do. Then you don't have to take the bottle home.
Which is always fun.
It's the perfect amount for one more glass.
Mm-hmm. Every time I try to bring home alcohol, I wind up spilling it everywhere.
I mean, I guess better just at your leaks. Home than somebody else's home. What?
Well, and like leaks in the car and stuff. Like when I bring home bottles and
oh, I'm just like. Yes. Like, yeah.
My whole car smells yeah, like right. whiskey.
Okay. Alrighty. Ready?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Okay. Always, but no.
I can help you.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
This has been doing that. This has been the Bad Taste Crime Podcast in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
I don't. I'm clearly.
We will see you in 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
In 2 weeks, we will see you.
Stop making babies.
Save the planet.
Save the planet.
Economics. Malthusian Darwinism.
What?
Ew.
Oh god, we're terrible.
Good day.
Good day. Oh.
Yeah, I think my my cord is not.
Is that what it sounded like?
You did sound a bit drunk at the end there. I'm gonna feel the apple wine.
It just could be.
But it's fine.
That's okay.
Meow meow meow.
Meow.
Kombucha?
It depends on what you get. What kind have you had?
I don't even know. The gross kind?
There are companies that make it way better than others.
Really?
There's some where people like add sugar to it and it makes it taste like really vinegary.
Yeah.
And then there's others who brew it like the correct way.
Yeah.
And don't make it the cheap way. It's like beer. Like there's people who actually brew their craft beer. And then there's Bud Light.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Are we ready?
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I gotta pull up. Hold on. I'm not ready. Go figure, guys. I'm never ready.
When are these coming out again? I started looking that up and then I forgot. Anymore.
These are
November.
In 2 weeks and in. Do you have another one to edit from the last session or no? Was nope. The one that comes out today the last one?
That one was the last one.
Okay. So.
What happened is we got two today.
Yeah.
And then in 2 weeks, we'll have two more, so I'll have, like, three to edit before we record it.
Yeah.
So these should come out.
This one will come out on the 3rd, and then the 2nd one will be on the, yeah, the 17th.
I wrote it down months ago, and I keep forgetting that I did that.
And then we'll have to talk about December later.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this what you were talking about?
Yes. Please, here, give it to me, and I'm going to put it in my backpack right now. Thank you. I got home. It was, like, later that night, I think, or the next day. It was a few days later, I think. And I was like, I think I left my corkscrew in here.
The last time we recorded? Or yeah. After that?
No, the last time we recorded, I left it here and was like, oh.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
We should have one come out 12/1 and 12/15 for the recordings we do on the 3rd. So we should be okay.
Yeah.
My schedule's just been banana town. But now I've learned my lesson, and don't take a bunch of theory classes all at once because you'll die.
It sounds kind of terrible.
So next semester I have one theory class and one studio class, so that should be good. Because for the studio classes, I don't have to go to school. I just get to stay home and work on my stuff and then meet with my teacher.
Nice.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. We'll keep it light because this one's going to be...
The Burning Bodies one? Or the Strange?
Well, they're both pretty fucked up. I somehow went really dark. On accident.
I mean, mine's not dark. It's just really sad because they can't figure anything out.
And I have some long-ish clips.
Mine looks long, but it's just because I put a bunch of pictures in there. I promise you it's not. And I tried to, for the 2nd one, I put a bunch of pictures and an excerpt out of a PDF of a book that I read about this case,
mm-hmm.
and it wouldn't let me reformat it, so each page is its own page.
I saw that. I was like, I looked at it and was like, damn, girl.
I was like, okay. Trying to clear the formatting, yeah. I was trying to resize it, and I'm like, God, fuck it, I don't care.
My Google Docs are still showing up in that weird format where all the pages are connected. It's just like one long page with little dotted lines. I'm like, I don't even know why it shows up like that.
Mine has never done that.
It did it after an update, and I was like, well, I don't know how to change it back. Oh, goodness.
All right. Ready when you are.
Okay.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Be in your dream.
2 weeks. Bye.
Bye. We're done with you.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, sorry for that heavy story.
That's okay. I was like, oh, man, what is even happening right now? Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Yeah, next weekend's going to be bananas. I don't know why I keep doing this to myself. I have a show on Friday that's like from 6 to 9 p.m., and then I'm going out to that show in Elgin on Saturday, and then I somehow magically have to do my homework on Sunday.
God, don't you miss this? Don't you miss being in school?
It would
my
be
heart
fine
bleeds
if I wasn't,
for you.
But I wasn't also like, I'm an artist. I have a full-time job as well. God damn it. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. This is my life. This is what I am all the time.
Just a big joke.
Oh.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Yeah, I don't have any reviews. Nobody has left us a review in months. Since May of this year. So.
Yikes.
That's fine. We Gucci? As the kids say.
We got a little merch link for some t-shirts and sweatshirts
for
and mugs. Yeah, going into this cold season, you're going to need something to keep you warm on the inside. Also, Christmas.
Yeah, sorry, the cat's licking me.
It's fine. I know, we're in total after
like,
episode
it,
cat
yeah.
mode. Well, on that note, our sound and editing is by Tiff Fullman. Our music is by Jason Zakchevsky, The Enigma.
Meow, 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 meow.
This has been the Bad Taste Crime Cast.
We'll
signing
see you
off.
Two meow weeks.
Meow. Two meow weeks, meow. Good meow.
Got really meowy at the end. We need to make
so
that
fun,
into
though.
Our hip hop air horn. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. But enjoy your holidays. Don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Which doesn't say a lot about us.
We wouldn't murder somebody. Hey.
I mean,
not killers. Hey. Right,
but would
Janelle?
You?
Right? Right, Janelle? Right?
In this
right?
political climate. I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Or am
yeah.
I? It's a mystery.
No, we'll have to talk about that offline.
Like I said, I'm gonna get you.
She's
to record.
Crying. I think it's a terrible idea. Anyway,
send Vicky a letter. Say we want to hear
a strongly
from you.
Worded letter
about
you don't
politics.
Wanna, no.
No. So happy holidays.
No.
Buy some merch. Stay tuned for some events coming up in 2020. All the things.
Yes. And on that note, our sound and editing is by Tiff Fullman. Our music is by Jason Zakchevsky, The Enigma.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Where is that girl?
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. So Julian messaged me. He's like, you're going to get a box on Sunday. And I was like, okay. And then I said, is it safe to open around my parents? Because if it is, I'll just pop it under the tree until Christmas and then open it on Christmas with everything else. And
yeah.
He was like, yes, it's not inappropriate or like anything weird. It's like, okay, good.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Here you go. This will be my little podcast buddy. A little waiter dog tray.
Oh my god, that's so cute. What is that for? What do you put in it?
Rings.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Just a little tray. It looks
yeah.
like a, this. Of course, this is Derpina talking. This is, it looks like a good weed tray.
A good what tray?
Yeah, that's weed.
Oh yeah. I'm sure Bo will see it that way as well.
Yeah. Right.
Meow, meow, meow,
meow. What am I looking at?
Yep.
Is it Candyland?
It's kind of what it looks like. It almost looks like...
I gotta try something real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Candyland, but for weed.
That's amazing.
Oh my god, this is gonna require some skill. Challenge. Don't strain yourself. Name 8 strains of weed in 30 seconds and advance 5 spaces. Don't strain yourself. Namaste. Do the yoga tree pose while smoking some tree and advance 4 spaces.
Okay, so the requirement is to have weed for this game.
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Oh my god, this is going on my desk immediately. Hold on. Let me open it. Did you test it out yet?
No, I didn't test it out. I figured that would be wrong.
Ask your cardiologist if the hype button is right for you. Oh my god. This is so funny. I think it needs batteries. Oh no, maybe if I turn it on. Nope, it's got batteries. Did you put batteries in it?
No. You just...
All right, we at least have internet for you.
Okay, perfect.
It's not on the bad taste, and I don't know why that is, but I will look into it for you.
Yeah.
And then bring a hammer up.
Not until I get a new computer. So that's what they quantify as hype.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I cannot wait for that. Oh my god. I'm so excited.
That's pretty loud. That's
loud as shit.
That's decently loud.
I love it. The hype button blasts a hip-hop air horn sound effect to hype up your life. Approved for use in everyday boring places like offices, tailgating, weddings, schools, the DMV.
The DMV?
Funerals.
You would get kicked out.
Oh my god.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. So, you guys, we just know each other so well by this point, I think.
There was a pin that I was going to get you that was the night... The Armless Knight. Why am I forgetting what he's called?
The Black Knight?
Yes.
From Monty Python?
Yes. But they were on back order until the end of January.
Oh my god.
Like, god dang it, but it's like a nice big pin. I was like, okay, Ruth Bader Ginsburg it is.
Dude's still good.
I wish you wore jewelry because they had a descent collar necklace. And it was beautiful.
Oh, shit. I was going to pack my Wednesday dress. I forgot. That's fine. I guess I could swing by home and pick it up.
Oh, I have one, too. We should do that for our on-the-scene photos.
Oh, my God. Do you want to?
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that.
We're just like, mm-hmm. 2 Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm totally down for that. Because I did Wednesday Addams for Halloween.
I but just have a dress that looks like that.
But that's the thing. It's like, it's also a super cute dress that is very comfortable and long enough.
Yeah.
And not like...
And I bought it to go, because I have white go-go boots. And I was like, I need more dresses that match my go-go boots. So I was like, this looks great. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. I've also been watching a lot of Netflix recently.
Oh, yeah. I have not been doing much of anything lately.
Catch up and get... I was like, I need to be ready to, like, talk about stuff. So, like, the last 2 weeks have just been, like, barreling through.
I watched something. What the fuck was that?
Was it The Confession Killer?
Yes.
Good.
A movie as well. Ugh, it all blurs together.
Watch the Bikram
documentary. Yeah, I watched it, too.
Mm-hmm. That guy's fucked up.
He's really creepy.
Such an asshole and super creepy and literally rapey. Like,
I don't know why anyone... first of all, hot yoga in general is dumb as shit.
That sounds super dangerous.
It is. Nothing about being in a very hot space and moving around and sweating profusely is good for you.
Mm-mm.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. I'm so sorry for having to reschedule
that. On Thursday, I looked at what was going on Friday, Saturday, today, and tomorrow, and I'm like, I am not going to sleep until Tuesday.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I was like, I obviously did not think this out. Like, oh, maybe not have two events for work back to back and then record and then do another event and then go to a birthday party. Like, what's wrong with you?
When on Tuesday?
No, I went to a birthday party yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I didn't get home until 1:30 yesterday. And Beau puked all over my car. Not inside, but like the outside of it.
From drunk.
From eating after he had drank, which he always does. I'm like, you've had too much. You can't eat anything right now. He's like, no, I'll be fine. I'm like, no, every time you eat something after you've had a bunch of fucking beer, you puke it up. Every time. It's like this happens to me when I eat like really fast. Like if I eat too fast, my stomach just like throws it back up. And if he has a bunch of beer, he throws whatever food he's had up. Oh, and I'm like, it happens every single time. When are you going to learn? I was like, I have been with you for 13 years. This has happened 6 times in my vehicle, okay? 6 times.
He's like, nuh-uh. You think you would have learned by now?
And I went back and recounted each time what happened, because I remembered, okay? And it was
Of course you did. You're a woman.
It was
so bad yesterday.
I, like, threw up a little bit in my mouth. That's how bad it was. Because he had beer, and then he ate lasagna.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, no. Dude.
Oh my God, no.
So beer and tomato sauce smell together are real bad. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. I brought the apple cider or the apple Honeycrisp apple wine.
Nice.
It was left over from Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I had a birthday dinner with Beau's friends. Like we had like a couple's dinner.
Yeah.
And I bought a case of wine.
Oh my God.
And then everyone brought me a bottle of wine for my birthday. And I had like 20 bottles of wine. So everywhere I've been going, I've been like,
that's like a lot of
wine.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking wine.
I cooked with a bottle and we drank a bottle. And then I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Excuse me.
So we had a birthday party yesterday. I brought some. On Friday, I had like a meeting at the Atrocious Poets for the One City One Poet Festival we're doing. And I brought 4 bottles of wine over there. I was like, drink the wine. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
An appropriate time for that.
I'm going to probably use that very inappropriate times until I feel it out.
Yeah. So you know when to put the hype on it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. So excited.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Oh, my God. This button. It's so
I wonder
loud.
How many batteries you're gonna go through.
I wonder too. I mean, at least it's, I just have to remember to turn it off because it's got an off button. But even the little feet are like grippy as fuck.
So you don't hype it too much off the desk.
I hype it too hype.
You hype it right off the desk. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. The reservation myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like went on and they were like, I like went in and I was doing the reservation. I had an account on there, but there were a couple things I hadn't done. So I would like get partway through the reservation. They're like, oh, can't do that. You got to do this thing first. And it was like, verify your email. And I was like, fuck, okay. So I go back and do that. And I go through the reservation. They're like, wait a second. You can't do this yet. You have to upload a photo of your ID, which I get. I mean, that's part of me is like, ugh. Mm-hmm. But I understand it because it's like people hosting and like.
And too, I mean, you do stuff like that when you get a hotel.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, fuck, okay. So I go and do that. So I finally get all this stuff done, send the reservation off. The people, have you guys ever done like reservations through them before or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So the people have to like accept it. Mm-hmm. Right. So then I look, and one of the things in their, like, rules is, like, you can't have anybody who stay there who wasn't on the original reservation. Like, you know, whatever.
No surprise guests.
Right. And I look, and at some point in me trying to finish this reservation, it changed from 3 guests to 1 guest. And I was like, oh, my God. So now I'm looking at how to change it. Can't figure out how to change it. I have to email the host. And I'm like, hey, so I just put in for this reservation and this change when I was trying to do it. And I'm not sure how to change it, but I just want to let you know there's going to be 3 of us.
And so when they accepted the reservation, she went in and changed it and, like, sent me, like, an update thing. She changed it, and I was like, oh, thank God. Because I was really worried for a second. I don't know. That kind of stuff makes me panic a little bit. So, anyway.
But it all worked out in the end.
It did.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Well, the good news is they haven't updated the website.
Unexpectedly,
like,
traveling to North Carolina kind of drains your bank a little bit.
No fucking kidding. Oh, yeah. Well, did I told you about the IRS thing?
$500 plane ticket.
Did I tell you about the IRS thing? Mm-mm. I told you about that, right? Did I tell you I figured it out? Okay. So I get this letter, like, December 30th from the IRS that's like, hey, you owe us money. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't owe you anybody. Like, my taxes are not complicated. I'm single, and I don't own a house, and I don't have any kids. Like, I basically submit a W-2 every year for my taxes. So they were saying there was a discrepancy between, like, something that was filed with them and something that I filed. And it was, like, an extra $5,000, like, just over $5,000 interest payment on something. And so it was from JP Morgan Chase. So I went into a Chase branch and was like, what is this? Because it, like, lists the account and, like, the account information and the form that was filed and everything. I was like, what is this account? Because I don't have any investment accounts with you guys. And they were just like, well, it looks like an investment account, but I can't talk to it because I'm not a certified banker or something. And so then I had to go back and forth with these people at Chase for like a week. Like, I talked to like six people, realized I have my friend Alex is working on her CPA, but she does tax prep. So I was able to like go to Alex's and she's like, okay, let me like look at this stuff and we can figure out what you need to do because you can file a response and like do all this other shit. So finally, at the end of that week, I go back in. The last guy that I talked to at Chase, which by this point I am like at the peak frustration, I'm like on the phone crying because I'm just like, when I get super frustrated, I'm like frustrated to tears. Like, that's just how it works with me. And it sucks because it happens unexpectedly sometimes when you're just like, I just can't even take it anymore. Anyway, so I finally get off the phone with this guy and he's like, you're going to have to go talk to somebody at a branch because we can't like send you a letter to say this isn't yours. You have to like get that from what I was like, okay, whatever. So I go back into the branch in Marengo and the woman is looking at these accounts and she's pulling it up and I'm trying to explain the situation, whatever. She finally figures out she dropped the first two numbers off of the account and it pulled up an account under my name. And I was like, okay, so what is it? Because this whole time I've been functioning on the idea that this does not belong to me. Mm-hmm. So what it was, and I thought this had happened like 3 years ago, so, and I do not remember getting a 1099 from this, but it was from the savings bond that I cashed that was like huge. And I used it to pay off my student loans. Mm-hmm. So, like, I didn't even have that money in my account for more than 24 hours. I don't even think more than 12 hours. Like, so part of me felt really dumb. And you have to pay tax on that money, which is what that was. So it wasn't an investment account. It was this account for the savings bond. So I had to pay the fucking IRS, like, $662. I had to send them a check. I was like, fuck me, seriously. It was just one of these things where I was like, oh my God. So I feel ya on the unexpected expense deal. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Sorry, I'm just pulling up an article.
You're fine.
And you
my
know
computer's
how my
being a literal piece of shit.
I was just going to say, you know how my computer runs so slow. Well, girl, we got to upgrade.
I don't know what it... I know I have a lot of shit stored in here that I just need to get rid of, and I do need to upgrade my stuff. But I have an online class, and I've had a bunch of online classes. For some reason, now, they're using an updated version of the Blackboard Adobe Connect Classroom, and I can't get the video to work on my computer. I can do it on my phone, but not my computer. And I'm like, what the fuck? And the guy, the tech was like, next time directly connect to your modem. I'm like, I don't think it's my internet because I had a class last semester and it was perfect no matter where I was in my house.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think there's something else wrong.
Yeah.
And this is a K through 12 technology and art class, and I can't fucking get my technology to work. Like, God.
Oh my God.
So I had to.
Interesting. You think that'd be right? Like a requirement of the course?
Well, I could log into my phone, so I had my phone on. And I was
Did
like,
Tiff get another mic?
Yeah.
Did we always have three?
Maybe.
Or did she get a new one?
I don't know.
Sorry, I just glanced.
It had just appeared there.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the mics we've been using forever.
Oh.
We didn't just have one mic for the longest time.
Yeah, but it wasn't one of those. It was like a regular mic, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I just remember
sharing it. That's all I remember.
I don't remember either. Yeah.
Have you talked to John lately?
Not recently. I was just waiting on him to get back to me with the stuff that we did.
Yeah. Did you do your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to set up a time with him and then.
Yeah. Which is really fun. I hate the thing about my pictures is I just generally. No. But I saw some of them as he was taking them. And I just. He's always like, I want to take pictures until you're happy with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I just don't like how I look normally in pictures. And right. So it's hard for me to be like, I'm happy with that. Because most of the time I'm like, I just don't like how I look generally. Which is fine. You know, so like it was a little bit just like, I mean, this is fine.
It's also like most of it is being comfortable. And so if you're not comfortable, you're going to be like, the whole time. So. Yeah.
When he did some really dramatic lighting ones on like a black backdrop that turned out fucking amazing. They turned out super cool. But like the regular headshots for like LinkedIn kind of stuff was like,
I mean, that's just like, you're not going to love a headshot for work ever.
I know. It's so true. Yeah. Anyway. It's just,
meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Are we ready to start?
Yes, I believe so. And I've been reading because the last time we recorded, I kept making noises with my mouth that I hated. So I'm like trying to figure out how to not make those noises in my mouth anymore. I chewed gum. I ate a little something. I brought tea and water. They said
sometimes
to not
I just
be up on the mic like this when you think you're going to make the noise to kind of like pull back.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes I just make mouth noises and I lean back so that I don't breathe heavily on the mic.
Exactly.
That's my thing.
I get really like when I get really passionate about something, I'm like.
I know.
I can hear it.
I've just accepted that I make mouth noises that can't be helped.
I know, but I hate listening to myself, and I'm like, I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah,
who hates this?
I think I have definitely gotten over having to listen to myself after almost 3 years of doing this. Like, it doesn't faze me as much anymore, which is interesting because it's also helped my public speaking.
Exactly.
Weirdly enough, like having to record and listen to myself all the time. Because like when I spoke at Tiff's wedding, that was like nothing. Like I had no nerves. That was like a breeze until I started crying. And then I was like, and then I saw the pictures afterwards and was like, damn, that was an ugly cry. Yeah. It was bad.
Maybe in pictures, but in real life, it was very like genteel.
Oh, well, that's good. But I saw a picture of it. Did I show you the picture of it or no?
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Remind me after we're done recording because Tiff's definitely got it saved on her phone because she saved it off the app. And then I was like, can you please delete this picture? I don't ask for this very often, but it's very embarrassing.
I want no evidence.
And so she downloaded it and saved it. And I trust her. She just wanted it for her own. And then she sent it to me. But she was like, yes, I will take this off. And I was like, thank you, because that is fucking embarrassing. It was so bad.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. We will see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Boo.
Damn, I should have done a spooky thing. I forgot. I forgot it was about the spookums.